I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is the Fan Morning Show. Chris Mack with you. Colin Dunlap off today. He'll be back tomorrow morning, but then I'll be off. You get plenty of Jim, not just on the updates, but sitting in, riding shotgun with either one of us all week. Cale Berger in for our producer, Matt Cole. So, we're adjusting on the fly, as many Major League Baseball teams are going to have to do throughout this summer, and really before they've even started summer camp, which is my new favorite term for what spring training 2.0 is being called by some and training camp by others. Summer camp is the best term, I think, for it, and it's getting started without some players in certain markets already because they've opted out. A couple of Washington Nationals, including Ryan Zimmerman, Joe Ross, Ian Desmond of the Rockies. So the question then, as we bring in MLB.com's Adam Berry, is do we expect that any Pirates may opt out, Adam, and do we expect this to continue over the next couple of days around Major League Baseball?
Hey, Chris, thanks for having me. We are not expecting any Pirates to opt out. That's been the team's word and the players' word pretty consistently. I believe we've now asked Manager Derek Shelton, and he said he expects everybody to show up. Player rep Jameson Taillon said the same, and then Ben Charrington, the general manager, also said the same. So I think at this point we're expecting full attendance from the Pirates, at least among those who are on that player pool roster released on Sunday. But I would expect more opt-outs from across the league. You know, I think it usually takes somebody to sort of cross the line and say, hey, I got to look out for what's best for me and my family and my health and their health. And then everybody else feels a little bit more comfortable doing the same. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see some more around the league in the coming days. Just based on the precedent set by Mike Leake, Ryan Zimmerman, Joe Ross, and then last night, Ian Desmond, with some of the things that they shared. And, you know, the perfectly valid concerns. I think it's a very common thing right now. People worried about their health. Even those who aren't talking about it are privately nervous and concerned about how all this is going to work.
Well, Adam, clearly this is a heavily fluid situation. And we were talking about this earlier. I'm sure you have the same answers. People will ask you questions, and the only way you can respond is say, I don't know, because we have no idea what's going to happen here over the next days, weeks, and months.
Yeah, it's not a satisfying answer in this business to say, I don't know, you know, whether it's the future of the sport or the schedule or questions about rules and stuff, but they are really just having to figure this out on the fly, and that's the way that professional sports are going to go. And, you know, while we're still in the middle of a pandemic, that's, you know, increasing, you know, case count in certain states and key states, you know, for Major League Baseball and professional sports. So, yeah, I mean, it is a fluid situation. It's a fluid situation for players. They don't necessarily know how everything's going to work. For staff, I mean, you know, you've got people in front offices learning the roster rules and the transaction rules as we go here. So, I mean, as much as I don't like it personally, sometimes I don't know is going to be an answer at this time. I agree, Jim.
Adam Berry of MLB.com covers the Pirates. He's with us here on the Fan Morning Show. So what do we expect when we look at the list of players that are going to be working out at PNC Park, and then we see the list of players that will be sent to PNG Park in Altoona, the satellite camp for the minor leaguers, or I guess the taxi squad guys, if we want to put it that way. What do we expect about the crossover between those two groups? For example, you know, if a guy gets sent down to the taxi squad, for lack of a better way to put it, a Ke'Bryan Hayes, for example, is there pretty free amount of movement between those two groups once they've been tested, and even though they've gone off to two separate places?
Yeah, that's my understanding, is that once they're, you know, the testing protocols will remain the same between the two sites, so they're getting tested multiple times per week. You know, temperature checks and everything when they go to the ballpark, not just PNC Park, but the Altoona ballpark as well, because they do need to keep a pretty fluid roster situation just in case there are a bunch of positive tests or injuries on the major league roster, that they can kind of move guys to and fro as they wish. You know, I don't think you're going to see the same sort of roster restrictions, like where you have to be optioned for 10 days or whatever before you can come back up, because, you know, there might be some times where you just don't have 10 days, you know, before you need a replacement. So I think they're going to be pretty fluid with that. But yeah, essentially they're going to treat the Altoona thing like, you know, the minors, where you get sent down to that and then you get called back up from that, you shuffle to and fro, and they're going to bring three players on the road every time they travel who are the actual taxi squad. That's what the actual name of the taxi squad is. Those three players, one of them has to be a catcher. So, you know, you'll have emergency backup options on the road with you just in case, as well as the bigger pool in Altoona.
Adam, how many starting pitchers? I mean, and that term may change a little bit and not mean what it used to, at least at the beginning here, but how many pitchers that we would consider starting pitchers be part of, not necessarily a rotation, because you might have guys piggybacked, right?
Yeah. I would think you're going to see something approaching a traditional rotation. Derek Shelton has been pretty clear that there are four starters kind of set in stone. I would take that to mean Musgrove, Williams, Mitch Keller, and Derek Holland. And then that fifth spot is where they could get a little bit creative, you know, with piggybacking or with an opener or with, you know, shuffling guys in and out of that spot. I would think to start the season, you're going to see Stephen Brault, now that he's back healthy, which he wouldn't have been on opening day back in March. Maybe Chad Kuhl, because you're going to have to worry about innings limits less with him, you know, coming back from Tommy John when there's only 60 games to play. I think you could see those guys factor into their long relievers like Chris Stratton, maybe eventually a prospect like J.P. Brubaker. But I think they're going to try to keep it relatively traditional on a five or six man rotation, or, you know, mess around with that fifth spot, because they do feel pretty confident with the four guys they have, that not only they can eat innings during the season, but they can do so right away when they get to camp, because they've kept their arms pretty well stretched out during all this.
Adam Berry of MLB.com with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Considering how he pitched down in Bradenton this spring, Adam, what does the suspension of Edgar Santana do to the complexion of the back end of the bullpen before we get to Kella in the ninth?
Yeah, it's not great, because this is one area where they thought they had some depth, and I've made the point before that, you know, it's good to have bullpen depth just period, but especially in a shortened season where you're playing more games in fewer days, you know, you're playing whatever it is, 60 games in 66 or 67 days, and you're also worried about keeping pitchers healthy, you're not going to be able to run guys out 4 or 5 days in a row. So you need not only, you know, an A back into the bullpen, but a B back into the bullpen, and with somebody like Santana, along with Kella, Crick, Rodriguez, Birdie, maybe Michael Feliz, they felt like they had some depth there where they could mix and match and, you know, slide guys into various setup roles, and this hurts. I mean, this certainly doesn't help, because Santana had a great spring. He's been very effective when healthy. In the majors 2018, he was really good as a setup guy for Clint Hurdle, and yeah, I mean, you're taking away one of their best options, and you're leaning more on the uncertainties like a Michael Feliz, and, you know, now you have to hope that Richard Rodriguez doesn't run into another home run problem, or Kyle Crick is the guy that he was 2 years ago, not last year, and Kella stays healthy, and, you know, just less, you know, less margin for error, which this team needs if they do want to kind of surprise people.
Adam, I know that Ben Cherington gave it his best general manager speak when asked about younger players and, you know, turning up the calendar, the clock, whatever you want to do, the arbitration clock on these guys. But I'm thinking of maybe one guy in particular here when you talk about pitching and bullpens and so forth. There's a guy like Blake Cederlund who was pretty impressive, and I know he needs more seasoning. But might the Pirates and other teams, for that matter, be more apt to take a look at guys like that in short doses that might be able to help them win some games?
Yeah, I think you'll see legitimate contenders do that. You know, the issue with the Pirates is, I don't think they even viewed themselves as a legitimate contender coming into this. So, of course, they would have been had sort of the cover to be more cautious with that and prioritize the future over the present, because you're building towards something. You're not trying, you know, you're not the team that's expecting to win right now. But the shortened season gives more teams a better chance. So, you know, not having a reliever like Blake Cederlund or a third baseman like Ke'Bryan Hayes, you know, assuming they're ready, costs you every game that you keep them down. So, you know, if you want to prioritize the future, maybe you're only keeping them down for a week of this season, but that week matters. So I think you'll see that the teams that expected to contend heading into this season be a little bit more aggressive with that. it still does sort of remain to be seen what the Pirates' plan is, because, you know, those are pretty important prospects we're talking about, but they do have question marks with them. Blake Cedarlund, like you said, needs more seasoning, doesn't have a ton of experience against upper-level hitting. Ke'Bryan Hayes hasn't necessarily proven that he can hit major league caliber pitching yet. So, you know, I think it's a big camp coming back in for those guys. You'll notice they're reinvited to, you know, sort of the major league side of things, so they will get another chance to prove themselves and potentially get called up sooner rather than later.
Adam Berry of MLB.com with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Before we let you run, Adam, one acknowledgement and two very quick questions. One, Ben Valin says hello back to you, who said hello to him originally. Both of you going back to your days at the Gator in Florida. And two very quick questions. Yasiel Puig, any reason to believe that could happen, yes or no? And are you at all shocked or disgusted at the fact that Jim Colony has never had a deep-fried Oreo?
I don't think it's realistic to expect Puig to sign with the Pirates. I think if it was going to happen, it would have happened, so no. And absolutely, I'm disgusted with Jim not having had a deep-fried Oreo. Come on, Jim, live a little.
I've never even heard of those. Honest to goodness.
All that time in Florida, you've never had a deep-fried Oreo?
No. No, that goes in the pierogi category, I guess, is never having. Although I have had a pierogi.
Wow.
Adam. Thank you for dealing with us this morning. Yeah, I know. Well, I'm out the rest of the week. Dunlap can have him back tomorrow.
Good luck dealing with that guy, listeners.
We'll see you soon, Adam. Stay safe. Be well.
Take care, guys.
All right, see ya. Adam bringing the heat.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.